Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration making it official. It's revoking California's authority to set vehicle emission standards that are different from the federal government's. 13 other states and the District of Columbia have followed suit with what they call the California waiver. But now Department of Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao has announced what's being called the One National Program.
No state has the authority to opt out of the nation's rules, and no state has the right to impose its policies on everybody else.
California and several other states are vowing to fight the revocation in the courts. Over 8 inches of rain falling in the Houston area since Tropical Depression Imelda made landfall on Tuesday. There have been hundreds of water rescues in just the past 24 hours. And this is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
First-time claims for jobless benefits are up, but not as much as analysts were expecting. The Labor Department reporting 208,000 Americans filed initial claims last week, 2,000 more than the week before, but 5,000 fewer than the experts had predicted. The Federal Reserve ends a two-day policy meeting by cutting a key interest rate. The president's been calling for it to do so, but despite the announcement of the cut, the president's still not pleased. Here's more from correspondent Wendy King.
It's the second cut this year, but a deeply divided Fed is not signaling if there'll be more. Chairman Jay Powell says it could happen if the economy needs help.
We'll act as appropriate to help ensure that the expansion remains on track.
Investors appear disappointed at the uncertainty about more cuts, and President Trump made his displeasure clear, tweeting, "Powell and the Fed failed again."
Trade talks with Chinese are resuming today in Washington, D.C., and this is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Democrats still want the Republican majority leader in the U.S. Senate to bring a House-passed gun law bill to the Senate floor for a vote. But Mitch McConnell says he won't do so until he knows President Trump would agree in advance to sign the proposal into law. Republican Senator Marshall Blackburn of Tennessee says any efforts to tighten gun laws, including on background checks, have to strike a delicate balance.
What we do know is that not any of us want someone who's a danger to themselves or others to have access to any kind of weapon, firearm included. We also realize that it is important to address this issue and not take away Second Amendment rights.
Blackburn was speaking on Fox News, the NRA, yesterday, circulating a response to an administration proposal on background checks, calling it a non-starter. Some Delta airline passengers on a flight from Atlanta to Florida are glad to be safely back on the ground. That after the jet plummeted about 30,000 feet in less than 7 seconds. A Delta spokesman says the plane experienced a problem with cabin pressure and it forced the pilots to have to drop very quickly to a safer altitude. And the Washington Monument's open to visitors again today after 3 years of renovations. The 555-foot marble obelisk honoring the nation's first president now has an upgraded elevator and a new security screening area. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. She is here with us, Michelle Malkin. We're going to be talking about her new book, Open Borders, Who's Funding America's Destruction? Just to remind you, Michelle, of course, is a wife, mother, American conservative blogger, syndicated columnist, political commentator, number one New York Times best-selling author, started her career in 1992 as a columnist. Michelle, it's been a whirlwind since then, nonstop for you. Obviously, what it is that you have to say, people want to hear.
I hope so, and I have no plans on stopping anytime soon. This is my seventh book. It's also my longest book at nearly 500 pages, and I felt very compelled to stuff as much information about who's funding America's destruction, the hundreds and hundreds of entities that I identify as members of what I call Open Borders, Inc., Open Borders Incorporated, right, on both the left and right, and how it endangers American sovereignty and safety.
Well, Michelle, this is the thing. I mean, it's the old axiom, follow the money. And this is quite revelatory, you know, who you brought out, and that, you know, because I've heard the argument before that it's both sides contributing. But here as well, you've documented it pretty well, and it's almost inarguable at this point.
Yes, I start out with a chapter on what I call the caravan cartel. People have wondered who it is that is sponsoring all the illegal alien caravans that we've seen pressing across the border, these surges that happen every summer, every Thanksgiving, every spring, at Easter time. And the phenomenon has escalated under Trump, but it certainly didn't start under him. Mm-hmm. The establishment of a shelter network, for example, that stretches from Central America all the way through Mexico and into the interior of our country, was subsidized not just by George Soros, but in large part by collection plate donations by unsuspecting members of the Catholic Church, Lutherans, and the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society. It stretches across religious affiliations. People don't realize that many of these non-governmental organizations are also tax-exempt non-profit yes, groups as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, and this came out recently as well, so I'm glad that you're bringing this out and to the forefront again, Michelle, and that is that these religious institutions are involved in what we would say is a diabolical move and challenge against our very constitutional principles.
Yes, it does. And sovereignty should be what is the ultimate goal of any of our policies, and certainly our immigration policy. And yet from open borders being propagandists, you hear that we should be guided by Statue of Liberty's poem written by Emma Lazarus, and should pretty much welcome every last willing worker or refugee in the world. The problem is that our asylum system has been largely abused by people who manufacture false stories of persecution and then come here to do untoward things. I have an appendix in the book that lists 60 of what I call refugee jihadi, refugees who come to this country to wage jihad on Americans or go back to their home countries and kill their own people.
Right. Well, their argument has been couched all around, as you say, the Statue of Liberty statement, which has been taken out of context and conveniently adjusted for their agenda in the spirit of what that is saying and where we are. Those are two different things, because when you look at the refugee number, the actual number, what are we talking here? 10%, less than 10% are actual refugees after everything is said and done and they've been properly vetted?
Yeah, so there's a total of about 3 million, and they're redistributed from around the world into unsuspecting neighborhoods and towns across America. And I cannot tell you, I can't estimate for you how many of them are fake, but what I can tell you is that at the southern border, we have now a manufacturing of asylum stories, coaching that is going on all the way extending into these poor Central American neighborhoods. They know that if they can put their foot on American soil and turn themselves in at Border Patrol sectors, that they will be caught and released. And the Trump administration is finally trying to do something about that and shut off those magnets. But in the meantime, this racket is inducing illegal alien parents to do incredibly reckless things with their children who are being abused by coyotes.
Exactly.
And then those coyotes are paying off the drug cartels, which charge a premium to get across the finish line. And you're enriching a lot of people who have no compassion at all.
Exactly. Michelle, the thing has been shocking to me, and with me being Hispanic, I know the value of families. And what we're talking about is Latin countries here, in this particular case, sending their young daughters on this treacherous trip, dealing with coyotes, drug runners, sex traffickers, the whole ilk here. And the parents giving their daughters, their young daughters, birth control pills, saying, you probably need to take this because chances are you are going to be sexually abused on this trek that you're about to take. It boggles my mind that Hispanic parents would do that to their children.
It is bone-chilling, and ultimately people do respond to incentives, and I cannot blame people who perceive themselves to be in desperate, dire straits to do desperate, dire things.
Mm-hmm.
So then who do we really blame for this? Well, I talk about all the Open Borders, Inc. entities that are involved in creating these irresistible pull factors, and what we have to do is start defunding the people who are making money off of it. And that means re-examining the tax-exempt status of many of these groups who really should be criminally prosecuted for aiding, abetting, harboring, and sheltering illegal immigration.
Yeah. How are they solving the problem?
So on my end, I think knowledge is power. And the first thing is to shed sunlight on all of this and be transparent about what's going on. The Trump administration is fighting in court at every level against what I call the illegal alien lawyers lobby. But ultimately, I think that enforcement is the most compassionate policy of all. We already are spending massive record amounts of foreign aid to these very countries. And what citizens in those home countries need to do is start holding their own elites accountable for continuing to keep their people in a state of misery and, you know, economic oppression. What's really going on here? Rather than reward these leaders, we should be holding them accountable for saving their own countries and making them safe enough places that people feel like they can stay there and be prosperous and safe.
Yeah, you know, the thing is that's shocking to me is you get some of these pundits that really don't know what they're talking about and say, well, we need to give them money. Well, we've been giving them money. We have helped and supported them, but as you say, down to the street level, the people do not realize how much money money their government has been given by we the people, by the United States, and it has been their corrupt government officials that have taken that money and used it for them and not for the people there.
Yeah, and I urge people to get a wider grasp of these numbers. I have a section at the beginning of the book called Open Borders, Inc. by the numbers. The total annual humanitarian spending by the U.S. on the rest of the world totals $8 billion. We spend hundreds of millions of dollars every year on refugee processing and resettlement. And, of course, what happens? Well, with specific regard to illegal immigration, it's the drug cartels that are enriched by all of this. And then, of course, a lot of financial institutions. The remittances, the money transfers that are sent from illegal and legal alien workers in the U.S. back to Mexico alone in 2018 was $34 billion.
Wow.
This isn't about compassion. This is about the bottom line.
Exactly. Michelle Malkin is with us. Her new book, Open Borders, Inc. We've got more from Michelle after this. Stay with us.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more.
hour. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
We don't see color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, and over 300 markets across this great country of ours. Hey, I'm honored to be talking with Michelle Monk and her new book, Open Borders, Inc., Who's Funding America's Destruction, is quite an eye-opener. It really brings to measure here, Michelle, the importance of why, if you're forming your opinion based on 8-second sound bites, you're not getting the whole truth and nothing but.
Yeah, that's right. It was unsatisfying to me to go on cable TV, and I've done that for about 15, 16 years now, and have readers and listeners asking, well, why is this happening? Where's the money going? What are the accurate numbers? And that's why I sat down. This is not an easy read. This is not a vanity project. It's really a reference guide, especially as we head into the next election cycle.
Exactly.
These are existential questions that we face, and every single community in the country has to grapple with the fact that the failure to secure the southern border, the failure to vet people properly who are coming into the front door, imposes costs on all of us.
And not to mention the other unintended consequences. Michelle, I got in a lot of trouble here a couple of months ago because I had said basically what's going on in California. I was born and raised in California. I went back and saw the increasing homelessness that was going on, human feces in the street, drug needles. This was an absolute recipe, I said, for an epic disease outbreak. And shortly after I'd made that statement, it was noted that measles was now being dealt with. And then the LA Times here recently, a couple weeks ago, reported that medieval disease, quote unquote, medieval diseases have returned to Southern California. Ebola and the Black Plague are showing up. This is all a result of a combination of things. The open borders, homelessness, people coming in. Even the CDC has said we've got people coming in from these third world countries that are bringing in disease. Diseases and immunities that American citizens have not been exposed to.
Yeah, Open Borders Inc. is literally toxic, and you make a great case there for why we need to have proper vetting of people, whether they're waltzing across the desert or landing at airports or seaports of entry. I mean, that alone should cause at least some sort of unanimous agreement among people across the spectrum, mm-hmm. particularly at a time when, many of these same forces are uniting to mandate vaccines for everybody else. I mean,
right.
How could you do that and not impose the same sort of standards on people who are coming here from other countries?
Ridiculous. Exactly. Yeah, no, it is ridiculous. The other thing that you mentioned in terms of lack of compassion or how law is compassionate, look at what we're doing. We're becoming complicit with the drug runners and the sex traffickers. These young girls, what they're subjected to, Michelle, is incredible. You know, I was reading a story here recently where you get these young girls in these sex trafficking camps that will have sex as many as 20 times before noon. They get a couple hours break, you know, lucky for them, and then they come back and they do an evening service again, another 20, 30 people that they will take care of. I mean, this is what these young girls are going through, and their life expectancy now has been reduced to maybe 4 to 5 years.
It's terrible. The number of people that are smuggled across Mexico to the southern U.S. border every year is about 800,000. The annual revenue from southern border smuggling and its enterprise is between $3.7 billion and $4.2 billion a year. You think of the human wreckage that's involved, the suffering that you just talked about of these girls and women, and yet it's people who advocate enforcing our law and our borders that are the ones that are accused of being heartless or anti-immigrant. Who's speaking up for these girls girls and women who are being preyed upon. And then, of course, it comes across to the border and infiltrating public school systems all across the country. I was recently in Montgomery County, Maryland, where finally grassroots citizens are revolting against that sanctuary space because MS-13 is preying not just on girls and women, but on young boys there, beating them up if they refuse to join the gangs.
Mm-hmm.
Incredibly violent, and bringing and importing a culture that is antithetical and suicidal when you think about it, when you think about the fabric of our country and civilizational survival.
Yeah, you talk about beating them up. I mean, it's more than beating them up. I mean, beyond even MS-13 with all the machete murders that they've been doing, a story in Southern California of a young kid, high school kid, they ripped his heart out, Michelle. They ripped his heart out. It is disgusting what they're doing, and it's like Atlas Shrugged here. What is going on? And then you've got the governor of California just promoting more of the same. You're going, wait a minute, you're adding to the problem. You're adding fuel to the fire. Can you not see that?
Yeah, and there's no safe space from these illegal alien sanctuary spaces. That's the problem. I mean, I moved from the Beltway, which had been increasingly become a sanctuary jurisdiction, to Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing is happening in Colorado. I started out my newspaper career in Los Angeles, saw the early fissures of this battle that was taking place right around Proposition 187. And then his grassroots patriots who supported that were demonized in much the same way that President Trump is demonized now.
Exactly. Well, and we've got no help from the Democratic Socialists. They've made it clear that the open borders is the order of the day. The squad continues to malign ICE and those agents, which are predominantly, I mean, if you look at the makeup of ICE, mostly Hispanic, and they're maligned in such a way that, you know, there's a total disconnect because this thing has gotten so emotional that it's no holds barred in how they will set up their argument and how the mainstream media will carry the water for them.
No question. I have a very important chapter in Open Borders Inc. called the A-Team. I identify them as the abolished ICE forces and FIFA and the sanctuary anarchists. And the concerted propaganda campaign against ICE agents, as you say, many of them who are Hispanic or naturalized immigrants from other countries who understand that having an orderly immigration system is good for other people around the world who want to partake in the American dream. You've got Hollywood and the media that recycle propaganda stories likening ICE agents to Nazi concentration camp guards. Nothing could be further from the truth. Anybody who's actually been inside an ICE facility like I have, whether it's government-run or privately-run, knows that they are far safer and cleaner and provide many more amenities in some cases than State Department of Correction facilities or county jails do.
Exactly, exactly. And Michelle, I was reading where you just called out Facebook, speaking of some of these outlets, for what they've allowed to happen. Break that down for our audience, if you would.
Yes, Silicon Valley, unfortunately, has enabled many of these agitators who are inciting violence and waging a war on ICE. And I identified something that's happening in Colorado this week, where anarchists and Denver communists are marching to the private home of a warden of an ICE facility run privately in Aurora. And comments have been left that infer that the house of the warden should be set on fire, death threats that wish for him to be hung. We've had ICE facilities that have been shot at in San Antonio, Texas, Citizenship and Immigration Services buildings that have been targeted with people who threw Molotov cocktails at them in Florida. And then in Tacoma, Washington, an Antifa radical who attempted to firebomb and kill people inside an ICE facility who was shot by police. Thank goodness nobody was hurt in that case, but who left a manifesto arguing for violence against ICE facilities across the country.
Wow. This is how insane this has become, ladies and gentlemen. Michelle's new book, Open Borders, Inc., who's funding America's destruction. She tracks 400-plus nonprofits, religious charities, believe it or not, legal organizations, political lobbying groups, businesses, and government contractors involved in the push for illegal immigration and open borders. Michelle, the book available, of course, at all the usual places, and we're going to link it on our website. Where can they go directly to be in touch with you?
MichelleMalkin.com. You can track the latest on my Stand with ICE rallies, which I'm holding all across the country. OpenBordersInc.com for more information about where to get the book and where to get signed copies, etc. And then, of course, my Twitter page. I'm still on it. I haven't been banned yet.
Right.
At Michelle Malkin.
Michelle, thank you so much for all your hard work and your dedication to the freedom principles of our U.S. Constitution. You're absolutely awesome. Congratulations on the book, and we look forward to continuing the conversation with you. All the best.
This is sponsored by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a contractor of the Beef Checkoff. After a long summer of pool party snacking and meals on the go, fall is the perfect time to reset the diet and jump back into a health and fitness routine. According to the USDA, we spend about 40 minutes a day prepping and serving food and cleaning up. So why not make the most of your time and revamp your refrigerator by adding in healthier choices that will benefit you long after the kitchen closes? Amy Goodson, dietitian and expert in health, wellness, and sports nutrition.
Now is the time to add nutrient-rich, high-quality proteins into your fridge that can make it easier to stick to your health routine. Beef is a complete, high-quality protein food that contains all the essential amino acids the body needs to support physical activity and a strong, healthy life.
The iron in beef can help prevent fatigue, and the protein in beef contains the optimal mix of amino acids for building and repairing muscle. For more, visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration making it official. It's revoking California's authority to set vehicle emission standards that are different from the federal government's. 13 other states and the District of Columbia have followed suit with what they call the California waiver. But now Department of Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao has announced what's being called the One National Program.
No state has the authority to opt out of the nation's rules, and no state has the right to impose its policies on everybody else.
California and several other states are vowing to fight the revocation in the courts. Over 8 inches of rain falling in the Houston area since Tropical Depression Imelda made landfall on Tuesday. There have been hundreds of water rescues in just the past 24 hours. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Right, what more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Oh, good and loud. Why not? Hey, welcome back. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. As always, great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. There is a plethora of information there. It's all our gift to you, including podcasts from all our previous interviews. They're all right there. Ways for you to save money if you're interested in purchasing the movie Unplanned right now, which is released a number of weeks ago. You can go to our website. Click on the banner ad right there, and we got a special discount. And remember, all funds that will go, there's a a good percentage of the funds, I should say, is going to, pro-life organizations. So it's win-win all the way around, but go to our website. It's all right there. Time to talk about country music star Luke Bryan. You know, he's no stranger to celebrating America's hardworking farmers, as you know, at this year's Bear Presents Luke Bryan Farm Tour. Tour sponsor Bear will join him in toasting U.S. farmers with its Here to the Farmer campaign. Now, as the son of a peanut farmer from Georgia, Bryan launched his annual farm tour back in 2009 as a way of highlighting and celebrating the contributions of America's farmers. Now, for the fifth consecutive year, Bear, a world leader in innovation and agriculture, believe it or not, they're the title sponsor of the tour, and they're going to highlight its Here to the Farmer campaign by using the hashtag, now write this down, hashtag Here's to the Farmer. Fans can show their gratitude to America's farmers, and for every share, Bear is going to donate a meal to someone in need through Feeding America. Good idea, right? Hey, awesome. And here to tell us more about it is Ray Cairns. He is the Senior Vice President of Corporate Affairs with Bear. Ray, welcome to the show. How are you?
Great, Bill. It's great to be back with you again this year. I really appreciate when you focus on this farm tour, and particularly the Here's to the Farmer campaign. I mean, it's a win-win for America.
Well, I'll tell you, it's our honor to join up with you, Ray, and to get this promotion out there. So, hey, let's tell our audience that maybe didn't hear us last year. Let's talk about the Farmer campaign. What's going on?
So every year, Luke decided, about 10 years ago, he decided, let's go out to the rural communities where maybe folks don't have access to seeing some of the great music you can see in some of more of the inner cities. And so the Farm Tour started as a way, as you said, to celebrate the American farmer for all they do to feed America and feed the world. Well, Bear's been now the title sponsor for the last 5 years, as you indicated. Mm-hmm. And we brought a new program 5 years ago to it called Here's to the Farmer. You know, it's a Luke Bryan song. People love it. It did pretty well on the charts. It right. celebrates farming. You said it. You simply do. We all call us hashtag on any social digital program. Here's to the farmer, all one word. Bear will donate a meal to a hungry American.
Wow, that's awesome. And you know, think about this, ladies and gentlemen. 97% of U.S. farms are operated by families, individuals, family partnerships, or family corporations. I mean, that's how important farming is, you know, to this nation. Agriculture employs more than 24 million American workers. Just to underscore just how important they are. Speaking of the meals, Ray, how many meals were donated last year?
Last year, interesting, so last year we did 1 million meals, but that's
wow.
from the first year, 5 years ago, which was 300,000. We've done over 3 million meals so far since the program started, and again, we decided to come back with another 1 million this year because, unfortunately, 1 in 5 Americans do not know where the next meal is going to come from.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a way of using great partnerships like Luke Bryan and Bear to work together to help stomp out hunger.
Now, how did you and Luke get together 5 years ago? How did this happen?
You know, it's interesting. A good friend of mine gave me a heads up that Luke had this farm tour and he's looking for a title sponsor. And we started looking at it. We thought it made sense. The lawyers did what the lawyers do so well, put paper and pen together. And
right.
But I said before I'd signed a contract, I want to meet him. I want to meet Luke because I've heard so many great things about this guy. And by the way, I wasn't disappointed. He is true to what you see. He is genuine as day is long. And so he's such a great partner and a great friend. And we continue to find new innovative ways to advance this partnership.
Well, when you have this kind of partnership with a genuine individual, as you say, what you see is what you get. Boy, I'll tell you, that's genuine because that blesses everybody. It blesses the people that, you know, Luke's efforts are targeted for, you know, all the way around. Bear gets, you know, they draw benefit from it, too, because you're just, you've got quality organizations coming together to serve a need in the community. It's awesome.
Well, the first time we introduced this program to him, I remember we were on his farm out in Tennessee where he lives now. He was a Georgia farm boy.
Right.
Mom and dad still live down there. They still work on the family farm. But we were at his house, and we were kind of going through some of this stuff. And he started reading the public service announcement we put together for Here's to the Farmer. And he gets to the bottom and he goes, man, this is darn good. I said, yeah, it is good. He goes, come on, let's do this thing. And he was so excited about what we are now done together and the 3 million meals we've done. So, you know, again, Bill, we're just excited. We really appreciate you talking about and talking to us every year about this. You know, in this great country of ours, the idea that any American is going to go hungry today or tomorrow is a crime.
Right.
So if we can have a great time with country music, celebrate the American farmer, and feed some Americans. Bill, it's a win-win for everybody.
And there's plenty of food out there still, isn't there, Ray? I mean, because there are some people that have this idea that we can't support the population, and that is one humongous lie because, you know, the farmers are out there. We've been blessed. This country has been blessed in so many ways. You know, as given those statistics about the farming community, I think some people might be surprised that a third of American farmers are women. So this isn't just a male industry. I mean, women are heavily involved in so many ways along with the program. And 83%, by the way, of the food we eat in America is grown by U.S. farmers and ranchers. So, boy, I'll tell you, when you consider these numbers, we should all be celebrating the farmer, right?
No, you're exactly right about that. You know, Bayer's also, besides our partnership with Luke Bryan, we also have very, very strong, long-standing partnerships with 4-H and Future Farmers of America. And both those organizations are focused on helping educate the youth of America. In fact, 4-H is the largest youth organization in America, about the values and learning about agriculture, learning about health. And so you are seeing a lot of young women who are elevating themselves to looking into agriculture and getting involved further. Mm-hmm. So it's great to see, and it's just great to be a part of. You know, we're not trying in these programs. We're not trying to sell you anything. We're actually looking for you to partner with us to help solve problems. And
exactly.
Problems I think we can fix together.
Amen. Ray Cairns is the Senior Vice President of Corporate Affairs for Bayer. He manages all communications, government relations, policy, and advocacy for Bayer in the U.S. He oversees the Bayer USA Foundation as a member of the Bayer U.S. Country Leadership Team. Let's talk about the farms tour stops. How many do we got this year, and where are they?
Well, we got six coming up, and actually, I'm getting real excited because we're starting next week. And Bill, as I talk to you right now, I got my boots on. Right?
All right.
I'm maybe in my company headquarters right now, but I'm wearing my boots because we're going to be in Wisconsin on the 26th, followed by Michigan, and then off to Ohio. Then we'll take 2 days off, go back on the farm, and we'll do two stops in Kansas, and then one in Oklahoma. And all this information is available on the HeresToTheFarmer.com website.
So, does Luke got you work in the fields? I mean, he's got boots on you, so now is he going to get you out there in the fields and do a little bit of manual labor there for the boys?
The last time I was at his farm, we were running around doing some crazy stuff. I was in the barn. And I was like, "Can I drive a combine?" And he says, "No way." He says, "I'm not letting a kid from New York drive my combine." I'm like, "Come on, let me try it."
Yeah, I was going to ask you, you know, your background. I mean, have you had much of, because that is a whole nother lifestyle altogether. And you know, I keep teasing the former congressman out of Colorado, Bob Beaupre, who comes on regularly with us, Ray, and he's got buffalo in. You know, the buffalo are out there. You know, everybody's happy out there on the farm. I keep telling him, "Hey, I'm coming out. I'm going to do some hay. I'm going to." He goes, "Yeah, we'll put you to work real quick." I said, "Yeah, hey, I'm cheap labor. I'm absolutely free. I just want to do it for the experience, you know."
No, that's exactly right. You know, there are farmers all around this great. Every state in this nation has got farmers working at it hard. I grew up in a small town of less than 5,000 people, where if the school bus didn't get past the farm before the farmer moved his cows from one pasture to the other, you're going to sit there on that country road until he's ready. And so it's been in my blood since I was a kid, and I'm just happy to be a part of it.
Well, how much fun is this, Ray? I mean, congratulations to Bayer and the partnership with Luke. I mean, this is just awesome what you guys are doing. So where can they go for more information to make sure that they join up with the tour and have as much fun as we've been talking about?
So to find out both about the tour, you can go to HeresToTheFarmer.com, one word, HeresToTheFarmer. And to help us make sure we stomp out hunger together, please hashtag HeresToTheFarmer on any social channel, and we're going to donate a meal to a hunger.
You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com.
The bond we share with our pets is undeniable. They fill us with love, comfort, and joy, and they deserve the same. As pet owners, we want to care for and protect our pets. Sadly, in homes where domestic violence occurs, pets are often victims too.
Hi, I'm Russell Wilson. Each year, millions of domestic violence victims stay in abusive situations because they fear for the safety of their pet. With less than 10% of domestic violence shelters allowing pets, too many lives remain at risk. Victims of domestic violence should never have to make a choice between their own safety and the safety of their loved ones, including pets. That's why the Banfield Foundation supports programs that provide temporary shelter and veterinary care so people and pets can find safety together. Because when we help pets, we help people too. To learn more and get involved, visit banfieldfoundation.org/safertogether.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The President has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to VA.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Never fails. The dancing popcorn always starts on the wrong foot. You notice that, Brad? We got to do something about the popcorn, I'm telling you.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, and you're going to be listening to Steve Evans, the movie guy. Yes, live from Hollywood, California, still the movie capital of the world. Here he is. Steve-O, how are we doing, buddy?
Well, we're doing fine, and It Chapter 2 also doing well, number one.
On a roll. I mean, yeah. Amazing. The per theater revenue is unbelievable, Steve-O. I mean, right. Over eight grand per theater. I mean, even Hustlers, right behind Hustlers, overall was about 10 grand. I mean, these are big numbers in terms of average.
Big numbers. Hustlers, of course, being the big surprise, $33.2 million. That is a Jennifer Lopez stripper movie, and it will make another $21 million again this weekend, they say. So,
wow.
Big, big movie for J-Lo.
Yeah.
Angel Has Fallen was number three. Good Boys, number four. The Lion King, still in there, rounding out the top five. I had a chance to see The Goldfinch last
week. Oh, what did you think?
Well, you know what? I mean, it got bad reviews. 26% of the critics, only 26% recommending. But I thought, you know what? This looks like a good movie. Maybe I'll give it a shot. And it is. It's long and it's slow, but there is a whole lot of story to tell. And what a story.
Really?
Wow. Based on a 2014 Pulitzer Prize-winning novel. Mm-hmm. I would recommend it. Now, it's not going to be in theaters long with those numbers. It didn't do well. but it was one you might want to catch on Netflix, and you'll say, you know what, Steve knew what he was talking about.
Not bad. Once again, Steve-O is right. Yes.
Well, occasionally. Well, a lot of people have been waiting for this weekend. They have been waiting, as a matter of fact, since 2015. Downton Abbey.
Yeah. Downton Abbey. Yes, I know. I love it.
Of course, this thing premiered in 2011. It ran for 6 seasons. We haven't seen the Crawleys since 2015 in the final episode of that series. Now, of course, they're on the big screen. Were you a fan of the series?
No, the wife unit was very much so. I mean, it was like religion.
You know what?
I could not make any noise. I mean, it was like I had to, you know, I had to really behave myself.
Well, she will be there this weekend. Yes. I wasn't a big fan of the series. I didn't really watch it that much. But you know what? I saw this trailer. I thought, I have to see this.
Yes,
so right. I'm going to go see it this weekend.
Yeah, but then you need a little primer, don't you? You need kind of a rundown.
Try to get the idea. I've seen a few episodes.
Okay. So you know what you're dealing with. Okay.
Wikipedia, you can go back and check out, and it'll tell you what's going on. But, of course, for those of you who don't know what is happening, the series set in fictional Yorkshire County at the estate of Downton Abbey between 1912 and 1926. And this depicts the lives of the aristocratic Crawley family and their domestic servants. And, you know, the great events of the time enter in: the sinking of the Titanic, the First World War. But it's about the effect of these events on the British society.
Mm-hmm.
And in this particular episode, in the movie, mm-hmm. beloved Crawleys and their staff prepare for the most important moment of their lives. This is a royal visit.
Right. Long live the Queen.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. This is going to be big stuff. The King and Queen of England are going to be visiting Downton, and this is going to unleash scandal, romance, and intrigue, as one would hope, that will leave the future of Downton hanging in the balance. Well, it could be there may be a return
right.
to Downton. Who knows? Yeah. 82% are recommending it will be number one. I'm going to see it, and I'll let you know what happens.
Okay.
Not the only movie out this weekend. Speaking of returns to the big screen, Rambo Last Blood is out this weekend.
Stallone is back, huh?
Stallone is back. It's been 4 decades mm-hmm. after he drew first blood. Sylvester Stallone is back as one of the great action heroes of all time, John Rambo. Now Rambo must confront his past and unearth his ruthless combat skills to exact revenge in the final mission. Well, we'll see. If this movie makes money, he may be back again.
They're saying, you know, in Hollywood, this is the latest obsession with aging action stars. Huh?
It could be called Rambo. Someone could break a hip. Or Rambo has fallen and he can't get up. Jokes are to be made. But, you know, who knows?
Oh, yeah. Hey.
They really missed a good opportunity because I've seen the trailer and read the reviews. This is kind of standard stuff. Everything blows up and all that.
But it's Rambo, for goodness sakes. What do you expect?
Well, that's true.
Like all of a sudden they're going to get together, get a bunch of old folks together and sing Kumbaya, call it a day?
Well, I mean, here's what one critic had to say. He said, if you've come for thoughtfulness, tragedy, character, wit, and a political statement on the effects of war, well, then perhaps you'll find solace in a different theater. I mean, it's such an iconic character. Yeah. They could have really made this a thoughtful piece, but we have Rambo.
Yeah, I just don't want to hear Stallone preaching peace. I mean, going in and doing like he did, you know, with one of the Rocky movies, right? You know, oh, okay, we all get along, you know. Or
not
something
exactly
like that. It sounds like a little like Bill Clinton, and actually not. But
so,
anyway.
Yeah, it was Rodney King and Clinton there, I think.
Yeah, right, exactly. Some
mash up there.
Hey.
Also, we have Ad Astra, and this is Brad Pitt's latest movie. I believe that's the way you pronounce it. I've looked this up, and mm-hmm. this is Latin. Ad Astra means through difficulty to the stars, I believe. And this is getting great reviews, 82%. It looks terrific. I want to catch this one this weekend mm-hmm. as well. Astronaut Roy McBride, played by Brad Pitt, travels to the outer edges of the solar system to find his missing father, played by Tommy Lee Jones, and unravel a mystery that threatens the survival of our planet. His journey will uncover secrets that challenge the nature of human existence and our place in the cosmos. Really looks good. 82% at Astra out this weekend. If you have been waiting for the latest Rob Zombie movie, well, your wait is over. 3 from Hell coming out this weekend. This is a sequel to The Devil's Rejects, which unfortunately I haven't seen. First, of course, there was The House of 1,000 Corpses, and And then there was this Devil's Reject. And now from writer-director Rob Zombie comes the next blood-soaked chapter in the most violent crime saga in history, which is saying something. Three from Hell out this weekend, 42%.
Now, is Rob Zombie, is that a pseudonym? Or, you know, what came first?
I mean, is his given name?
Can you imagine being the zombies
living down the street? We're going to have the zombies over for dinner on Sunday.
Oh, no, please, no, unless not again. No.
Also stars the Mrs. Sherry Moon Zombie.
All right. Well, so hey, zombies all around. Let's do it.
Casting your wife in a horror film. There may have been husbands who've wanted to do that, but it's being done now by Rob. All right, here we go. Midnight Traveler is a terrific documentary which won the World Cinema Award at Sundance this year. 100% are recommending this film. This is an amazing story. This is about an Afghan film director, Hassan Fasali. And the Taliban puts a bounty on this director's head, and he's forced to flee with his wife and two young daughters, and they capture their uncertain journey on a cell phone. Actually, three cell phones, and this is all shot on cell phones.
Wow.
It's an amazing thing to see. Fasali shows you firsthand the dangers facing refugees seeking asylum and the love shared between a family on the run.
True story.
Well, absolutely, yeah. They shot. Wow. They were forced to leave, and they shot this whole thing on their cell phones, and it won the award at Sundance.
Wow. Got to see this one. This
it's
is good.
Midnight Traveler.
Midnight Traveler, okay.
Also, while we have Britt Marie was here. This is an interesting film. 63-year-old Britt Marie has just left a 40-year-old marriage and her long life as a housewife. Now, she's being told that she's a nagging, passive-aggressive aunt, and she needs to find a new job. And the only job in town, the small town of Borg, will be quite challenging for her because she is expected to be the coach of a youth soccer team. Borg has no pride left except in this young soccer team, and now Britt Marie has the new job to coach him. This is the start of a journey filled with struggles and challenges, but also warmth and love. Britt Marie was here. Out there.
From a failed marriage to soccer. Only on the big screen, ladies and gentlemen. That's it's all about. But it's actually
big screens, but it's going to be out there.
But this is based on a novel, right?
I believe so, Britt Marie was here. Check that out.
Okay.
And, of course, we have another Nicolas Cage movie. He just kind of churns these things out. It seems like we're talking about it.
Is he just so indebted to the government, and he's still trying to pay his taxes, he just can't stop making movies? Is that the deal?
I think he's going to ride this horse as long as he can and make as much money as fast as he can.
Amazing.
This is a movie called Running with the Devil. When a cocaine shipment is compromised to the dismay of a drug cartel CEO known simply as the Boss, played by Barry Pepper, he orders his most trusted henchman, the Cook, played by Nicolas Cage, and his partner, another master drug trafficker known as the Man, played by Lawrence Fishburne.
Well, they really spend a lot of time coming up with these names, huh? We got the Boss, the Cook, and the Man.
They're set on this dangerous journey. They're going to audit the company's supply chain, which may be okay if they were a Fortune 500.
Right.
They're not. This is dangerous work. Drugs make their perilous trek across international borders, past gangsters, refiners, and couriers, they also are being tracked by federal agents. Now, when the Cook, played by Nicolas Cage, realizes where the network is breaking down, it may be too late to keep the cartel satisfied. Unfortunately, only 20% are recommending this. But, hey, if you're a Nicolas Cage fan, you have another movie out this weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Well, good.
Also out, like I say, we have a lot to talk about here. A movie called Augie, and this is starring Richard Kind. And this is a lot like a movie called Her, which was starring Joaquin Phoenix. If you remember that, where he falls in love with this Siri-like device.
Yeah.
At his early retirement party, you have Felix Greystone. He's played by Richard Kind. He's given a pre-release of a version of an Augie, a pair of augmented reality smart glasses that project a perfectly human companion onto his world. When Felix's wife, Anne, gets a promotion, his daughter, Grace, gets serious with her boyfriend, suddenly he feels very alone. He opens up to his new companion, Augie, and mayhem ensues. Augie, out this weekend.
Hey, there you go. A little AI appreciation, as they would say.
Yeah, it's a great concept, especially with the way things are going. And
who needs a Stepford wife?
We've got a cell phone.
We've got some AI tools we can work with here. Oh, it's never ending. This is what you love about Hollywood. The creativity continues to flow. Hey, we'll catch you at the Cineplex, man. You know, large popcorn, light on the butter as usual. Steve Evans, he's the movie guy right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Steve-O.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Hi, this is Dr.